It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda. At first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at Zipcar.com. It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On today's list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m., returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9, scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash p.m., and picking up cousin Rick at Reagan at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included, which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at Zipcar.com.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Box and Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside my co-host, Ringwalk Danny, and we're streaming live from the Wynn Casino right out of the Blue Wire Studios. Today, we're going to be discussing the breaking news that is Demetrius Andre versus Zach Parker, a fight that we've been talking about for some months now is officially off as Demetrius Andre, a.k.a. Boo Boo, pulls out of the fight due to an extremely low purse bid that was won by Frank Warren and Queensberry Promotions that came in around $305,000. Danny, what's up?
What's going on, champ? Not surprised here with the news, man. Let me tell you, not surprised by the least. Fight was already canceled once. What is Boo Boo doing at this point? Like, what are you doing at
making bad decisions? Because for those that don't know, Demetrius Andre was a full champion at 160 pounds. He had the middleweight title that, in theory, he could have unified with Gennady Golovkin, who still holds some titles at 160, and even Jermall Charlo. He chose to vacate that title and allow his number one mandatory WBO challenger, Johnny Beck, to gain that title and become elevated to full champion because Andre decided to move up to 75 and challenge Zach Parker for the interim.
So he could have defended that title on ESPN, you know, probably to a million plus homes and chose not to. To move up because he was chasing this Canelo fight.
Well, legend has it, Johnny Beck's a bookie, man.
No, Ness, he was chasing Canelo. That's why he wanted that Zach Parker fight so bad because he knew when he defeated Zach Parker, no way Canelo wouldn't fight him next.
Why?
What do you mean why? He knew that.
Zach Parker is who? That's not even the biggest name on his resume. Like, Jason Quigley is still the biggest name if he beats Zach Parker.
You didn't see the sarcasm?
No, I totally did. But for those that didn't catch it, they need to understand that Jason Quigley will still be the bigger name on his resume, even if he defeats Zach Parker. No one knows Zach Parker. I mean, Zach Parker's purse bid was won by his own promoter at $305,000. That tells you right there all you need to know. All you need to know. If you want to Google something, Google how much does the percentage go to the winning bidder? Meaning, how much does Frank and his team get? That tells you all you need to know about what Frank think about this guy, Zach Parker. He ain't even trying to get my man in, out of the six-figure bracket.
Look, man, Boo Boo ain't want that Kazakh smoke.
Boo Boo's been used to getting $2 million. Let's be real. If this were Canelo and Al Haymon won a purse bid of Canelo's fight for $305,000, is Canelo not walking away from this fight? Oh, so we can't make Andre look like some sort of duck. It's a business move, but it's a bad business move. You chose to do this dumbness. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, he didn't want that Janibek fight.
Really? That's how you feel? That's how you feel?
Yeah, because
what did you see in Johnny Beck that you think he scared Demetrius Andre away?
He's a high risk,
low reward.
Low reward guy. Demetrius Andre was the WBO middleweight champion of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of defending that.
But there's no money fights there. He knew Golovkin was going to move up, which he did, and lost. What's the realistic chances of Andre getting a Golovkin fight off of a Canelo loss? Let's be real.
Okay.
He was trying to be strategic. He was trying to find his own lane.
Let me tell you this. Where would he have made more money? Fighting Johnny back on ESPN top ranked main event? Or Zach Parker?
Okay, so based off the second purse bid, because, you know, what they don't tell you is that there was an original purse bid that was, like, you know, way more, and he was going to make good money, but, you know, something happened, and that didn't happen, and this fight got rescheduled. So it went back to purse bid, and now you got nobody, like, there was no one bidding. See, the last time Eddie bid, but he got outbid by Warren. Now Warren knew he had no competition, so he's like, why am I going to bid over $1 million? Ain't nobody on the other side of the street. Who going to show up for Boo Boo? Ain't nobody showing up for Boo Boo. Who showing up for Boo Boo? You know what I'm saying? Some picnic baskets, maybe. You wouldn't know. He wouldn't know what I'm talking about. He too young. Shout out to all my old heads out there. Hey, Boo Boo, give me a picnic basket. This guy really doesn't know. It's crazy. Sad.
No clue.
Sad sitting here with the youth, I swear.
But, yeah, I still think the Janibek fight was bigger.
Really?
Yeah, bro. It's ESPN, the machine.
I mean, I can name a couple dozen people that fought on ESPN that it done nothing for them. Like, starting with the dude that Jared splattered, eBay. No one ain't pick him up, not even a pro box. He done.
Tom Brady lost.
Yeah. On a top-ranked ESPN card, and he had ESPN exposure. Bro, it's the heavyweight division. You're supposed to get knocked out.
No, I hear you.
Mike Polite Coffee got knocked out on Fox.
I hear you. I'm just saying, Boo Boo, even in defeat, does he get knocked out?
I mean, you put him in with the right person? Hell yeah. You know what I mean? Put him in there with Chris Eubank Jr., see what happened. Put him in there with Charlo, see what happened. Put him in there with David Benavidez, see what happened. You know what I'm saying? You want to get him knocked out, you got to put him in there with some danger.
To me, it's just like, where does he go from here? What does he do? Like, what weight is he even going to fight at?
Honestly, right now, I don't know what he does. Now that he pulled out of this, I don't know what he does. The best thing he can do is hope Top Rank gives him some sort of deal. But they don't need him now. Like, they don't need you to fight Johnny Beck. So, I don't know where he goes, bro. He really took himself off the board. He's literally off the board. You got no promoter and you got no belt. That's the only thing people would have, they would have dealt with you because you had a belt. Like,
it ain't like he a knockout artist or like he just this big ass ticket seller.
Exactly.
He ain't no draw.
I think he could get signed to Dimitri Salida and get back on Showtime that way. And through Showtime and Salida, eventually get a Charlo fight. But he's going to fight.
He put himself in such a fucked up position.
And that's why it is today's show, because this was a bad, bad move. Bad move. You know. But again, so he's got no one to talk for him. But he could get with a Keith Conley and get on Showtime and get a Charlo fight and a Benavidez fight. We know Samson just recently came out and said he wants to send.
But does he take those fights?
That right there is what we will be finding out. But if you're watching this live on YouTube and you haven't hit the thumbs up button, you're doing not only us a disservice, but yourself. because guess what? We got callers. That's right. So I'm going to look through my actual hard drive and find these guys, my little caller image, which tells you the number that Danny knows by heart by now, which is 1-425-569-5241.
Yeah.
41. We're taking callers live from the Wynn Casino, straight out of the Blue Wire Studios. We got the producers in the building. They ready. We ready. You know the number to call in. 1-425-569-5241. Now, how do I find certain things in my laptop? That would be so interesting. I don't know how what file I saved that under, so I ain't going to give them that today, but soon. But remember, you can call in and voice your opinion, man. And if you haven't already done so, hit that thumbs up button. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice, where we talk boxing 7 days a week, 2 times a day, not only giving you our previews and prediction and usually getting them right because we are just stacking up the money on 2 different betting sites, even though I did suffer some losses this week, but all my losses were wins, meaning I gave you the right wins with 4 different people. You know, if you chose to parlay them all in one, that's a little bit different. You know, if you would have went separately.
We were 75% victorious this weekend.
Really?
So
really were. But yeah. I don't know where Demetrius goes from here, but I will put that out to his father and say, contact Salida. Get that meeting with Showtime. Maybe you can do it without Salida. I don't know. You know.
Does Steven sit down with Andre?
After the alleged rumor of Andre's dad being the reason that the Jermell Charlo fight never happened.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
Canna, shout out to Canna. That's right. He said he sent me $50, which I got to check. Let me see, because I don't know. Did you send the right Cash App? You know, Cash App never got back to me. They're terrible. I can't wait to meet someone out here in Vegas one day from Cash App. Like, their support is ridiculous. I mean, I've been emailing with them. Oh, yeah, I see it, Canna. You the man. I've been emailing with Cash App since, like, March, man. That's not even right.
What, we in October? Not yet. It's today, September 29th. Jeez, almost the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
No fights this weekend.
Well, there are some fights. I was checking your man's schedule. Did you pull it up, your man's schedule. Man. Dan the Man had a sketch the other day. Here it goes. And I see September 30th, which is a Saturday, no?
That's Friday.
Okay, same thing. So every day is Friday for me.
Fights on 2 Mexican channels that aren't available.
Estrella TV. You don't got Estrella?
But that ain't available in America.
You crazy. I don't know any of those guys. Then you got some more and then Culiacán, Mexico on Canela TV. Is that like
Canelo's wife?
Or his mom? It's crazy.
Probably some stuff that's been existing. But yeah, we don't know none of these guys, bro.
Another fight on September 30th in Poland.
Bro, stop. Look, Cunnington, New York. The only thing that caught my attention about this card.
John Gotti.
You best believe it. John Gotti.
Yo.
Yes.
Is he actually going to be a fighter? He can be an attraction. He can certainly be an attraction in the New York City area.
Oh, he was an MMA before boxing. So he got a combat background.
Did he have a fan base, though?
Yeah.
Mm. What do you think? Staten Island? Is he going to bring boxing to Staten Island?
You feel me? They're gonna have to use it to sell. And then in DC, you got Dusty Harrison,
who is back,
making his return.
He making his return, bro.
His father just passed.
What?
Like this week?
No.
Yeah. So he posted this.
My dad getting old. I don't even want to think about that.
I think in the last 2 days, I saw him post information for like either a candlelight ceremony or a balloon release or something of that nature. So, you know, we send our love to Dusty and wishing him the best of luck this weekend. That'll be a boxing TV fight. Greg Outlaw co-main an event. So a couple guys.
You want to do that 10 count?
Chop Chop Corley. Let's do the 10 count for his father.
Yo, you know what's crazy? That I needed to have that soundbite and that we've used it so much.
Which one?
Oh my God, this guy. The one we just played?
Oh.
That's insane, right? Like, it's not the first. I don't even think it's the first this year.
Yeah, he posted it one day ago. It was a candlelight vigil for, it says Buddy Thursday at 7 p.m. It has the information and then the caption he posts. Everyone is more than welcome to come celebrate my dad, Buddy's life with us. So, So yeah, man, we send our love. And on that card, Ness, a couple guys we know, like I said, Greg Outlaw Jr. co-main event, Anthony Peterson on the card as well, Chop Chop Corley on the card as well. Unbelievable.
Chop Chop still fighting, bruv. Yo, I've officially gotten the official press release from the one and only publicist of Floyd Mayweather. So it's official. He's literally fighting Deji. This is not a fucking game.
Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly sent it.
Mm.
It's real.
Shout out to Kelly Swanson.
It's happening. Floyd Money Mayweather to face YouTube star Deji. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that. In full contact exhibition boxing, man. Full contact exhibition.
No headgear. You know, some exhibitions are headgear.
So like the ones we do.
So they keeping it gangster.
Yo, the boxing match on Sunday, November 13th from the Coca-Cola Arena in Dubai. My man is having bigger motherfucking exhibitions than active fighters having fights, bro. That's crazy.
Third one this year. Does it say how many rounds? Does it say glove size? Anything?
Global Titans fight series returns with the can't miss event. And the launch of the Global Titans Boxing Academy and Foundation set to help underprivileged youth through the sport.
Nice.
In Dubai?
They've been making a big push. I know Badu Jack, Amir Khan have been very big activists of bringing boxing out there. They actually got the WBC to open like their Middle East chapter out there. So they're actively working, man.
I feel like I've heard of Front Row Entertainment.
Yes.
What do you remember them from? Because they're co-partners with Global Titans and Mayweather Promotions. They're going to be doing Friday night fights from the Coca-Cola Arena live in Dubai on pay-per-view. I wonder how many events do they do after this. Interesting. Because this is a boxing series, so this is interesting. And that's been the new wave, man. Everybody, I mean, I guess you're really going to get your opportunity to go to Dubai, man. Not for this fight, but like in general, if they're really doing a series, I mean, it's more and more boxing is picking up in the Middle East.
I mean, we just saw Frank Smith out there.
Yes, you know, I did see that post.
It was the leader of tourism in the UAE. So, you know, even Matchroom is planning to continue to bring fights out there. So, you know, I'm hoping, man, just like boxing's took you everywhere or damn near everywhere. I'm hoping that boxing takes me out there because I've been dying to get to Dubai, let me tell you.
Really?
You know that.
What is it about Dubai for you?
Just looks like a very fun time.
Okay, so it's just about the festivities and everything.
Bro, and it looks like so clean, so nice. Like, you got the party aspect, the luxury aspect, but then you get, like, the true culture. You get to experience the desert if you choose to, you know, like the real Middle East. So I just feel like, you know, having been to the Middle East and not having experienced like what the culture and like just other things to it, you know, that was something I wanted to do. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is going to sound so funny. I want you to look at me when I tell you this, right? So there was a post on Twitter. I'll never forget this. I was getting my car washed, right? Mm-hmm. Getting my car washed. I'm scrolling on Twitter. I see this post. And it was from an airline. And the tweet said, if you could go anywhere in the world.
Where would you go?
No, with the first, like, basically, city got to start with the first letter of your name. So for me, it'd be D. Where would you go? And I thought about it. And, like, Dubai was it. Mm. Like, for, you know. So then I looked more
into it. I'm so boring. I thought Dallas.
Why would Dallas?
I've been. I mean, that was the first place came to mind.
Yeah, but I've been to Dallas.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying it was like D. Oh, Dallas.
That's like you. Your name starts with an N. New York.
Going back to Newark.
Newark. You feel me? Like places you've been that makes no sense. But yeah, man, Dubai.
Dubai.
So you wouldn't go out there,
bro? I told you that's not my flight. That's like too long for me, man.
Yeah, when you said that, I was trying to find, like, flights with a layover to bring us closer. And it was still, like, 9-10 hour flights. I'm like, damn. I wish you weren't such a crybaby.
What do you mean?
I'm saying because you don't want to be on a long flight.
I mean, what's the use?
Of actually arriving to your destination.
Why not? Listen, this is what I'm saying, like. You ain't never been to DR. That's it. Once you go there, you might, damn, so I'm traveling 9 hours for a beach?
But you get it more than a beach, bro.
Nah. Everything they got. We got casinos. Everything they got, we got over there. And better weather, probably.
Y'all don't have deserts with the dune buggies.
We don't need deserts with dune buggies, but guess what we do got? We got plenty of land with dune buggies.
Y'all don't have the Arabic belly dancers with the fire breathers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you stay at a resort, I literally have videos I'm showing my stories. Like, you know how you get the archives of belly dancers and like Cirque du Soleil people, you know, they bring entertainment nightly to the resort. Like, I'm not staying at a hotel that just offers you a bed. You know, you stay at a resort, you get all inclusive, there's entertainment included.
Yeah, I ain't got the money, bro.
What, for all-inclusive?
No, I'm just saying in DR, like Dubai just has the money to bring the big events.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what
you're
I'm saying?
Right. You're right.
And just the tourism.
No, like, but that's all DR survives off is tourism.
Yeah.
That's what they got going.
But obviously they got the oil money out there, so they're doing shit different. Bro, like in Qatar, let me tell you something. Qatar created Qatar Airlines for the sole purpose of promotion, of promoting tourism for their country.
I get you.
You get what I'm saying?
But you, like, know why? Because they weren't getting any.
I understand, but now they are. Now
but,
they're
but
about
guess
to,
what?
Now they're about to how host many, the World
how
Cup.
How many airlines travel to DR and to different parts of DR? Damn near every freaking airline, homie.
Yeah, no, I mean, with the proximity to the United States of America, yeah, I would assume many airlines travel there.
All right, then.
What's but, your point? Many airlines travel
remember, if
overseas
you're on,
as well.
Remember, if you're on Blog Talk, you do have to hit that one button. That's going to indicate to me or our engineers that you're ready to rock and roll and that you want to speak.
If anybody would like to call in.
Yeah, if you want to call in, now is the time because we did choose to bring you the breaking news of Demetrius Andre, but because we brought you Demetrius Andre news, it's probably not going to be a long show because a lot of people don't seem to be.
Yo,
caring.
Ness. What I'm up? I'm just curious if on YouTube, is there a way to like time out a moderator?
Why you want to time out Brandon?
Canna.
Oh, why? What'd he say? But Brandon sent the $5 super chat that says, if free agent Andre does not call out Benavidez, who currently doesn't have a fight, announced, I'm done with him. Get Samson on the line. I'm trying to get Samson in studio, man. Samson's been flying around. And where is that fight happening? In Coachella? Where they fighting at? Not Coachella, right? Where
Carson.
Is Carson. StubHub. So he's not even coming this way, man.
I mean, he'll be on the West.
Yeah, but he's not going to drive 4 hours. He lives out here, so he'll come back after the fight. Hopefully we could get them in studio after the fight like did before, but you know, that was also a Vegas fight.
Yo, apparently.
Maybe boxer. maybe Boxer is who Demetrius Andre should reach out to. They're throwing money out. They're throwing money out. I mean, he's running out of options, just saying. But you said apparently.
No, I like that. Yeah, Boxer. That's probably like his only option.
Get a, you know, hopefully he could get a Eubank fight after that on Boxer.
No, I like Boxer. Oh, no, I was going to say, champ, let me tell you. Apparently, there's been a lot of, because we were talking in the Middle East and them taking fights out there. Obviously, Bivol is fighting out there defending.
Zurdo, he's fighting out there. Who? We've got partial approval.
Who is Bivol?
On going to the camp.
Who is Bivol? Who is Zurdo fighting?
Bivol.
Right. Oh, no, you just cut me off like I was, like it was two separate events.
No, he's fighting. No, I'm just saying, I said, when you say, Bivol, who's fighting Zurdo, I said, who, we just got approval, partial approval on a camp. So we got Bivol to say, yeah, now his manager got to clear it.
Oh, Bivol say, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, not Bivol, the other guy. The one is going to beat Bivol.
Zurdo.
Yeah. Okay. That guy's beating Bivol.
Who's his manager? Better say yes.
Zurdo's manager is all we know. When is that fight?
November 5th. Oh, Abu Dhabi.
No wonder there's no line.
Abu Dhabi.
No line for Bivol versus Zurdo.
But no, I was going to say Abu Dhabi has the Formula
One. There's really no line.
They have the Formula One Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. And Vegas just announced their first event. And apparently, they're saying that the hotels bought up like all the packages and all the tickets. And so they're going for like 10 to 50,000.
Whoa.
And that they're doing like a general admission, but the general admission is really for you to enter a tent and watch it on TVs.
Whoa.
And I
to watch the Grand Prix.
Yeah. Which
this is cars.
Yeah, they're gonna do it on the strip at like 11 PM at night.
They'll be racing.
Yes, Formula One.
But that strip is all, so they're gonna come like drop.
I don't know what they're, I mean, they're going to have to, right, to make it the track, right?
Because that looks beat up on that strip. You race a car there, that thing flipping.
And they're going, like, behind it, too. Like, you know, that actually behind here, I believe, the Sphere, you know, the Sphere that's being built. I want to say they're going behind there as well. So I'm sure this all that's going to be closed down for the weekend, right? They're going to have to do it that way.
That sounds great. Here we go. I'm doing it. Ooh, they welling. I should just take that.
Bivol Zurdo?
He's so much plus money right
How
now.
How much?
325.
You got a bet decision, though.
Nah, money line.
Bet decision. He ain't knocking him out.
Bruh, why do I care? I'm betting money line in case he do hurt that boy. Because guess what? I know his lead spawn partner. But spawn partners always say that the person they spawn is going to win. But this spawn partner said he knocking them out. And that's the last tip I give you for free. Little rotten scoundrels. Ain't give me nothing. Shout out to Cannon. I got you, Cannon, with all the secrets.
Oh, you talking about our young bull?
Nah.
Oh.
My ear to the street.
Why?
But again, if you're on Blog Talk,
now I want to know who
that's the video on Blog Talk. Who's 4-2? I don't know who 4-2, but y'all ain't press one. So now we got the calls up and running, and now y'all ain't calling. That's what I'm saying. It's all right. Give me a short day. We do a 30-minute show. Bada bing, boom.
Bada boom.
You know, clear out the room. But yeah, Zurdo getting smashed up. Never stepped up. Ah. Okay.
I want to go see him in camp, though.
Exactly. Then the decision will be made.
Word. Damn, who's his lead sparring partner? Text it to me.
Bruh.
Because now I want to know.
I can't.
Because I thought I knew.
You thought you knew.
I did. I thought it was this heavyweight.
Oh, the hands is up. All right, let me see.
I thought it was a heavyweight.
Why would he be sparring a heavyweight, man? You know, what's wrong with you, man?
Bivol big.
What?
No, this guy's a young heavyweight, though.
Bruh, just know that whoever he's sparring is someone you respect.
Oh, wow.
Know what I'm saying? Someone you respect. No,
Gabe Rosado? He brought in Gabe for camp.
Why would he bring in Gabe? Even though he might have worked, because Gabe is a boxer, but he ain't bringing Gabe. He brought a better boxer.
Oh, wow.
Psych, nah, Gabe. I ain't mean that. Canada and Nebraska, what it do? First time calling in live in the win. You on Blue Wide Studio. What up?
What up, what up, what up?
Canada.
As far as Google is concerned.
Canada, what's your issue with Dubai, man?
Oh, no, I ain't got no issue. That was just a joke, man. You jumped sensitive on me.
Nah,
real
I'm
quick,
talking.
Talking about trying to get a nigga out the chat. But as far as Google is concerned, that Pro Box suggestion was actually a good one. I didn't even think of that.
I said boxer. Pro Box is out in Florida. Y'all really taking them down.
That wouldn't be bad.
I thought you said Pro Box. Yeah,
Pro Box wouldn't be bad. They had Ray Beltran. They had Ray Beltran, a former world champ.
And they got the undefeated Brian Glanton on there.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Glanton.
Oh, yeah.
Glanton, bro. Glanton.
Oh, man. Carrying Glanton. A big sign. Did you see that sign? He was carrying a big sign.
What'd it say? Subscribe to the Boxing Voice?
Absolutely.
Oh, shout out to him.
Shout out. Go ahead, Cano. Well, you stop talking.
Cano, who all you right. picking? Bivol or Zundo?
I'm taking Bivol just because I saw what he can do. Zundo, I don't know. Because
he did it to a little dude.
Out, of course, you know, I'm a hedger, man.
Because he did it to a little dude.
I watched the Bivol fight before when he was in Russia with the Russian dude and how he just stayed on the outside and just popped him all night with that jab and that straight. So I think he's going to try and do the same to Zundo. He ain't going to be trying to, you know, lay on him like he was with Canelo.
I think that was Bivol playing down to his competition. I remember that fight. And that's why I thought Canelo would make such easy work of him.
Because
to me, in that fight, he looked so simple. He looked so simple. I felt like he turned it up in the Canelo fight. So I feel like he plays down to his opponents. I don't know that he'll play down that much to Zurdo. I think he'll have more respect for Zurdo. But we'll see.
We're going out to Buffalo Falls. Davidian, what up?
Yo, was good. Was good, Ness, Danny.
What up, champ?
Yo.
What up?
Man, what's going on with my man, Boo Boo?
Man, you tell us, man. We trying to figure it out.
I think he retired.
I
think he retired because he ain't got no belt. He ain't got no network. He ain't got no promoter. Sound like he ain't got no career. This is a rap.
I don't know. I hope something happened because I fuck with him. Like, I mess with him. I like him. I feel like he's a good... I wanted to kind of see the Zach Parker, even though I don't know much about dude, but I don't know. It just seemed like it went down the tubes, but man, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he is going to retire. I don't know what he's doing, but you know, put me down for the Zurdo Bivol. Put me down for Bivol. I've seen more Bivol. I know Zurdo's big and tall and long, but I think, I don't know. I think Bivol going to box the shit out of him, to be honest, but could be wrong. I don't know. He's undefeated too. It's a good challenge for both of them. So may the best man win. Yeah, that's my call.
All right. Thank you.
God bless y'all.
For calling in.
Champ, appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Let me see. I believe this might be C-Dub in, what is that, Alabama? James Benitez in Huntsville. What up?
Yo, what's up, Ness? You hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data ever. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, cool. I think I told you about a week ago, man, that Samson had a little interest in Boo Boo or whatever since the price went down from the failed purse bid or whatever. And for months, man, I've been knowing that this fight with Parker wasn't going to happen, man. So really, man, Boo Boo is like an acclaim. He's like a fallen Olympian, man. Like, I was joking last night that he'll probably mess around and be on a Christy Martin card or some shit like that. But hopefully, he can mess around. you know, hopefully. Yeah, man.
Why so you say Christy Martin out of all people? That's so funny because me and Danny was just talking to her yesterday. That's insane.
Yo, I was talking to my man that was in South Carolina, man. So, you know, that's what I was just saying, man. I was like, he might mess around to be able to see Boo Boo live and in person down there in Myrtle Beach. You know, but if he can get a fight with David Benavidez, that's going to be like his life or death right there. Like, if he can get that win, that'll bring life to his career and make him relevant again. Even though Espinosa don't really want to fuck with him, but hopefully,
boy, they better
can make that shit happen.
They better send Boo Boo $100,000 offer. They better send Boo Boo.
He just walked away from 305, so he get like, man, I don't know what the percent was, 35%.
Where he gonna go from here? Give him $100,000. Yeah, he said
several times more. That's what Sam. That's the word came out of Samson's mouth. Several times more. So several. I'll say that's three. So three times of what the 200,000. We'll say 5 to 750,000. That's the number I'm pretty much on right there. And he'll have to say yes. He can't say no to this deal, you know, if he gets it. And then after that, man, that'll actually help resurrect his career.
If he says no, is it a duck move?
Oh, he's fucked. He's retired. Nah, he's fucking retired, man, because he's been chasing money instead of goddamn. You probably could have been a better manager for his career. Like, who the fuck signs with Salido trying to pursue a Eubank fight? You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck he was trying to do. When he could have signed with Queensberry, he could have signed with all these other promoters possibly, but all these bad business deals he's been making his whole career and everything, he burnt bridges. So hopefully they can actually get this one deal right and get Benavidez's ass in the ring. And if he does get Benavidez in the ring, I think, you know what? I'm going on a limb and I'll say, man, that'll be like a 55-45 fight, you know? 55-45 fight, and I'll go with Boo Boo. Because I think he might have some shit for Benavidez.
James, thanks for calling in, champ. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Looks like in the 802.
Who we got, champ?
802, is this Ronald Finkley? What up?
Yo, what's good? What's good, TBV? Great show this morning, man. I enjoyed that thoroughly. Hearing that good talk y'all was talking, man, with the young boys, Keyshawn and Shakur, of course, and of course, Devin Haney and the young boy, Richard Henderson, going at it. That was fire, man. That was a great show this morning. I'm glad y'all came live, too, this morning, because I didn't think y'all was coming on.
Appreciate it.
Back to the situation. Yeah, man, that was a fire show. Back to the situation with Demetrius Andrade, man. I've always been a big Demetrius Andrade fan, but I've been weighing in on this whole situation with him and what's going on with him, and I'll be biased if I sit up here and say that I can defend it. But at the same token, I did see him training. He's back in camp, and evidently he got something lined up. So I'm going to just be optimistic about it, you know what I'm saying? That's my call, man.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
He said, I don't know,
he got something lined up, but...
Yeah, he's back in camp. He's back in camp, bro. He's back in camp. I seen him in camp. He put a little video out. Everybody should go check it out. Looked like he was in camp to me.
He put a video out, like, yelling in the middle of the street or some weird shit, too, man. The hell he... type time he on, man. My boy trying to record TikToks at 3 a.m. in the middle of the street in Rhode Island and shit, man. What are you doing? I don't believe no video he put out, man.
Danny. Yeah, he just put one out. But Ringwalk Danny, on the real though, like I said to myself, if he wasn't going to fight Zach Parker, then basically I was going to call it a duck. So at this point, it is at the duck stage because he's not responding to nobody. He's just putting out little subliminal videos saying he's back in camp. So I don't know what it is, but I can't defend it. You see what I'm saying?
I gotta keep it real. I hope he got something lined up.
No doubt. Yo, happy day, man, and stay safe down there with your house and everything. That's like, you know, where your family at. My son down there, so I'm pretty sure he's good too, though. He ain't seem to be worried about it, so it must gonna pass over.
For sure, man. Shout out to you.
All right.
And he was calling in from Vermont, man. Who we got? This is not. I have to check my list.
Checking it once. Yo, so how many numbers you think you got memorized?
A few, but you know, you get guys like this that call in, they haven't called in a minute. Mm. Kansas City, boxing knowledgeist? What up?
Boxologist, man.
Boxologist?
What's up?
Oh, my bad.
What up,
champ?
Yeah, man, it's all good, man. It's all Gucci, man. How y'all doing, bro?
Chilling.
How's everybody doing?
All good. Happy to have you calling
man,
back.
Man, unfortunate news, man. Oh yeah, man, for sure, man. I've been in the midst of moving and shit, man. I moved down to down south, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Just moving around. But man, you know, bro, I gotta speak on this, man. I think it's a real raw deal, man. And if I'm being honest with it, you know, I really don't know who would have took that. Any fighter that's getting paid millions and millions, like who takes a $300,000 purse bid? You know what I mean? I think it was all by design. I think Frank Warren kind of bid low and knew Andre wasn't going to take it just so he can kind of keep his guy out the ring from fighting him. You know what I'm saying?
That's not Frank Warren's problem, though. Frank Warren is not Demetrius' promoter, so his job is not to bid through the window to make sure Andre take the fight. His bid is to win the purse bid. Because whether Andre take it or not,
his fighter
get the fight for that belt.
Right, I understand that. But at the same time, though, you know, you do got to pay a fighter what they worth. You know what I'm saying? You can't offer me, you know, $1.8 million or whatever, and then I'm expecting a similar offer or whatever his purse was. You know what I'm saying? Going into the next stage of it, and then you just throw out. You know what I mean? Nah.
Let me tell you something. Yesterday's price is not today's price, word. My guy. You put that shit off. You know how much money they invested in that event? They invested money into that event.
Right, but what? Right, and I understand that. But so, then they delayed it because of the shoulder injury. So if I'm looking at it like, okay, we delaying it because of an injury. So when it comes back on the table, we just pushing it back a little bit. You know what I mean? But now y'all didn't change.
But
the thing was,
he backed away from the fight. Yeah, was going to 160. Chose not to, vacated his title at 160, ain't want no Johnny back, and then now came back to 68 like, yeah, now I want this again. Yesterday's price is not today's price. You bite the fan you bite the hand that feeds you, your ass gonna pay.
Right, but I think it was a case of him just trying to put himself in position as being a mandatory in that weight division, man. But now, since he ain't got no fight and he's pretty much a freelancer, you know, Benavidez can't get a fight. You know, like everybody keeps saying, man, that's the fight to make. You know what I mean?
It's a fight to make.
Bro. Like, I think that's pay-per-view.
It's a fight to make, but all the powers that be gonna want to deal with Andre, man. Look. A promoter was just
think about it.
You're not listening. A promoter just stuck his ass out there with Andre. He pulled out the fight. Now you want another promoter to come behind him and believe in Andre again and offer him another opportunity? He just pulled out the fight. Somebody just believed in you. They just won a purse bid so that you could get a fight. Like, think about what you asking people to do.
It's a business.
How many people going to stick their hand in the fire and keep getting burnt?
You got to make your money back, man. It's a business.
Right, but how much money he would have been making taking that challenge, man? He fights this dude overseas.
Nobody don't even know this dude. Nobody don't even know this dude. This was his idea.
You're talking about he's fighting a no-name guy, yet he was going to his backyard because the same no-name guy you speak of
sells more tickets
is a bigger draw. But this the former Olympian. This is the former Olympian. But guess what? It's more tickets in the UK. He's not even that big in Rhode Island. He's not even that big.
No, if he was big, he would have had more hometown fights.
Who's bigger in Rhode Island than him? It's the same scenario, bro. If I ask somebody who's the biggest in Derby, they're going to say Zach Parker. If I say who's the biggest in Rhode Island, they're going to say Demetrius Andre. So depending on where you fight,
ain't nobody from Rhode Island. That's why he's the biggest in Rhode Island. Ain't no other boxers in Rhode Island.
And they know the boxes in Derby. So why would I fight this dude for six figures? I've been getting paid millions over there with Eddie Hearn.
Because he's selling out 20,000, 30,000.
Fight this dude?
Because he's selling out 20,000, 30,000.
But he's not getting...
Combine Boo Boo's last 10 fights. Combine Boo Boo's last 10 fights in attendance, and that's what he was about to do with Zach Parker. Like, come on, man. It's night and day.
But
he's not a draw.
Right. So wouldn't he make more money fighting Benavidez? Of course.
Well, who make more money?
How we know he's not doing that right?
Well, who? You talking about Andre? I mean, we don't know, man.
Andrade
we don't
make
know.
More money fighting Benavidez.
We don't
man.
Know.
So, you know that. Come
so,
on, man.
So he just
Bruh,
been.
Samson said he wanted $7 million just to talk about
Andrade.
But
he believes
fight.
That's the route he may be going. So why blow smoke? Why blow smoke this whole year? If that's the route you believe he's going, why blow smoke for a whole year?
No, he was trying another route. Not that's all.
According to his pops, according to his pops, they was trying to make that the Benavidez fight the whole time. According to his pops, they said that they was gonna be an interim WBO holder while he the WBC, and then the WBC was talking about unifying with the WBO, the interim, so the number one spot at both sanctioning bodies.
You can't unify interims, man. You really are the biggest Andre fan I've met. Shout out, like you out here really trying to put plans together for him, but yeah, you got to get him to believe you and listen to you before we going to listen to that, man, because what he been doing ain't none of that, and unifying interims don't exist, and he made a lot of mistakes, man.
James Benitez on the counterpunch.
Uh-oh. James, what up?
Yo, Ness, man, I tried to look this shit up, man. The only thing Rhode Island's known for that's big for is making kitchenettes. And pest control products for the United States.
He said kitchenettes. Where you get that from? Hey, knock it off, man.
Google, man. You can't make this shit up. Man.
Kitchenettes.
So, man, nothing related to Boo Boo Andre came up, man, when I looked up Rhode Island, man. So he's irrelevant in his own home state.
Hold on, look up Darby.
Earlier and everything
look up Darby. I'm going to look up Darby. See what comes up.
Look up Derby. It probably ain't known for shit either, man.
Derby.
At least not for Park. Yeah, man. But I couldn't get my shit off earlier, man, because I had to be busy with a meeting, man. But yo, I wish Devin's hands were that heavy in the ring, man. You know what I'm saying? Them heavy Twitter fingers and shit like that, man. Yo, that was just too much disrespect and everything like that. I didn't think he had that energy. I'll say that Devin actually earned the award of Mr. Free Smoke, man. And I'm just going to keep it short and keep it light. I just do a little extra for the CP, man, just to show love, man. Yo, and I'm out.
Appreciate you, champ. Thank you.
Yo, Boo Boo is in the top class.
What's that?
Top boxers in Rhode Island. Demetrius Andre, Vinny Pazienza, George Arruyo, and Jack Austin or Ashton.
Mr. Calderon 93, $5 super chat, says Boo Boo would have got a title shot if he took the fight, won, then challenged Canelo. He ducked his way into being irrelevant.
But, bruh. Oh, he means the title shot with Johnny Bat? Because, like, I don't know why people think that he was going to get a shot because he beat Parker. Canelo already telling you fight nobody, you go fight Parker like that's somebody. That's just a bigger somebody than you. But that's nothing serious. But we got Tony Boswell. He says, much respect to the boxing voice and the chat. Stopped in, where we go? Okay. Stopped in to show support and hit the like button. Salute. Glove emoji, 100 emoji, working and listening. Shout out to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, if you're watching this right now live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/theboxingvoice, where we go live twice a day, bringing you exclusive boxing content. We interview every big name in the sport, and give you that official betting advice.
Yo, somebody in the chat just said, Andre's next opponent just dropped me off in an Uber. Bro, he should just do like celebrity boxing at this point. I'm serious.
Yo, you guys think that was a fake laugh, but how could...
He's verified on Instagram, bro. That's all that matters. Like, Nobody takes him serious in the boxing world anymore.
He's got 101,000 followers.
He got the blue check. That's all that matters. Yeah. Nobody in the boxing world takes him serious anymore. I'm being serious. Yo, call me. I know some people from Social Gloves. We could put you in touch. We just had. Yo, what was his name? Yes. What was it?
Over PJ.
Boo boo, we could put you in touch, you know, get you somebody. Yo, celebrity done. Boxing.
We're done. You know, is on site with Boo Boo.
Get you some more followers. You know, maybe even bring an event to Rhode Island. Over at Flow. That's who it is.
No, you're
what
funny.
What you think? Hmm? Is he verified?
Who?
Boo Boo's verified, right?
I mean, he got with Matchroom. I'm sure they handled that.
Oh, yeah. They paid for that blue check.
But, I mean, his only option is Eubank, but
bro, he has almost 400,000 on Instagram.
You're lying.
394,000 followers,
bro.
Celebrity boxing.
No. People know. I tracked that shit. He ain't even had a fight, bro. Like, I'm sure one of our listeners can go find the last episode we did where I literally said he was under 100.
No.
That's why I went, listen to me. That's why I said to you right now, 101. No way he had 400. When?
Mm-mm. That's what it says, champ.
Bro, I know what it say, but that ain't what it said for like 6 months. That ain't what it says 6 months. And has he had a fight in the last year?
Hell no. He ain't fought since the pandemic.
And that's all I'm saying.
I don't think.
No, he fought Quigley last. But whenever that was, I don't even think. Because didn't Quigley just lose?
No, you're right. I was dropping somebody off at the airport and I was watching it on my phone as I was driving.
You were Ubering?
No, I was dropping my friend. Yeah, was- Bro, I'm just saying this. It wasn't a fight I had to be at home for. I was dropping my friend off at the airport. It was a Friday night fight.
James Benitez, $5 Super Chat says, Boo Boo needs to fight any of Jake Paul's opponents. They'll all have over 1 million followers. Woodley has 2 million. Boo Boo needs to call out Jake to trend. Mm-mm. Jake ain't taking him serious. Come on.
Yo, somebody in the chat said celebrity boxers will look at the ticket sales and be like, hell no. Oh, man, y'all terrible.
For real.
You guys are terrible. James Benitez says Boo Boo needs to fight. Oh, you just read that.
I did. But there's a lot of you watching. Why haven't you hit the thumbs up button? This is where I say, I'm not popular because you ain't share my shit. Really, you ain't share it.
And y'all know the number to call in, 425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to let us know you'd like to speak.
I think it's Ohio. Let me see who we got. New caller? Okay.
New caller in Ohio.
Who's this?
I hear me?
Yes, sir.
We hear you.
What's going on with y'all? I'm from Ohio, but I'm living in New York right now. My first time calling in.
What's your name, champ?
It's Christo.
Say it again?
Yes, sir. Christo, can you hear me?
Christo?
Yes, sir.
Christo. So, like, Christo?
Yes, sir, man.
Okay.
What's up, champ? Talk to us.
Ohio, by way of New York.
We talking about Boo Boo or?
Yeah, we are. Boo Boo Andre. The fact that he withdrew from the Zach Parker fight. He was going to fight for a WBO interim at 175 pounds. Purse bid was
68.
Won, right? Well, he said purse bid was won by Frank Warren.
I think Boo Boo's done at this point because, you know, in boxing, you ain't got that belt to show for it. So, you know, what's his name? Eddie could have kept putting him in fights because he had that belt. It's a little too late now. You know, he ain't got the belt no more. He vacated or whatever, go to 68 chase.
He ain't got no promoter.
He don't got Eddie no more.
He ain't got Eddie no more.
No, Eddie cut him.
Eddie was paying him that millions, wasn't he?
No, Eddie cut him.
Yeah, Eddie chucked the deuces.
You terrible.
Yeah, I think it's a wrap.
He said, hit the road, Jack.
I think, I think he should take that pay cut, though, and just go for wherever the biggest name is. He ain't going to get that big bread no more. He should just take that pay cut, try to go for Triple G or wherever else out there, because he can't fight Janibek no more. He got the belt. That's going to be weird fighting him now.
But think about it. He was just with Eddie. Eddie just had Triple G. Eddie has Triple G. So if that fight
Billy
didn't,
Joe.
If those fights didn't happen through two contracts with Eddie, why would we think it'll happen now?
Right.
You know?
True.
I mean, they're going to give him that pay cut. He ain't going to get paid like he is. I mean, what was the thing for, like, $300,000? Like, come on, man. You're just going to have to take it at this point. Because you can sell with the fans of Zach Parker out there out of the States.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just seeing he posted on Instagram a little, like, cryptic post talking about he in camp. Like, man, we know you ain't in camp. Like,
He's not lying.
Come on, bro. Like, who is you going to fight? It's a wrap.
Yo, why nobody believes him? That's crazy, man. All right.
It's over for my nigga, man.
Let me ask you real quick. Do you think he can make it in celebrity boxing? He got 394,000. He's a good talker. I'm not being funny.
And I seen his likes was like 300 likes. You think they real? You think the follow's real? But he was getting like 400, 500 likes.
Damn, you ain't lying.
I'm trying to tell Danny.
Ratio ain't adding up.
I tried to tell Danny. I just did an episode and told the world he had 99,000. All of a sudden, my man got 400,000.
394,000.
He ain't even had a fight. Come on, who you fooling, Jack?
Yo, he
better knock it off, man.
Yo. Hey, Ness, it's me again. Yo. We out, man. We having too much fun.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in, Lord.
Oh, man.
He ain't never coming on this show. You need to come on this show and tell the truth, damn it. The truth, I set you free. Where you get them followers from? I just want to know. Because ain't no fight happened. I ain't see you do no events. There was no reason for an influx of 300,000.
Ness just trying to get your discount code.
I don't want fake followers, man. I get hit up all day in the DMs. You need one follower?
Bro, look, watch this. He got 394,000. I just hit 1,800 today, right?
And you got more likes.
Bro, no.
Don't do that.
I get like 180, 200 likes, 100. And, you know, so he has like 200,000 times more followers than me. But yet, he only getting like four times as many likes.
What's that percentage?
Man, I don't fucking know. My head hurt right now. It don't make sense.
I got Adrian.
Houseway.
Adrian in Wisconsin. What's going on, champ? Guess what? We got the shirts, man. Appreciate them.
Yes, Adrian. Thank you. We did get them.
Yo. I'm glad y'all got the shirts, man. How do they fit?
Oh, it's good. 1X is perfect for me. Yeah.
All right. How y'all like that material, though, man?
Nice and soft.
I thought it was nice and smooth. There we go.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't tried it yet. I ain't tried it on, but I did get it, champ. Thank you.
It's all good, Danny. I'm actually going to send in for y'all to auction off. We got some signature old school boxing and DEFCON heavy bags.
Okay.
So we kind of got this red one we ain't going to use. We're going to send one. I'm going to send that to you to auction off. The thing is, you got to fill it yourself. So it's the bag. It's whatever. You're going to have to fill it yourself. I was thinking about filling it and sending it. It's just going to be how much it's going to cost me to ship.
It'll be too heavy if you fill it and send it. You kidding me?
Yeah, you're going to pay way too much in shipping, bro.
For sure.
Don't do that.
But we're definitely going to send you one to raffle off for supporting us. Shout out to you, Ness, man, for donating the boxing gloves and this and that. The gym's coming together real nice. My pro fighter went to Mexico and won two more minor titles. So we got the WBC Latin Americas, and we got an ABF and I think a WBL. We're going to be doing a photo shoot at the gym today. But that should put us in position to get a good fight in America or a decent fight in Mexico for a more meaningful belt. So I'm really excited about that. My kids did excellent at their tournament. One of them, he got a stoppage. He brutalized this kid. I'm going to send you a clip of something else, too, Ness. You're going to have a good laugh. Like, you know how, like, Roy Jones, when you do something that you shouldn't do, but you make it look right? I swear to God, my kid Superman punched this kid who was trying to get away from him. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? But the shit landed and hurt the fuck out of the kid. I'm not going to recommend him to do that again. But, you know, it is what it is. To talk about the Boo Boo Andre situation, dude, this guy, I don't know what's wrong with him. He screwed up his whole career. I don't know if it's misrepresentation. It's like this dude took every wrong turn and his career has suffered and he hasn't really had much of a career and he won't. That's how I look at it. When you make all the wrong business moves, look where you're at. I mean, how are you going to fuck up when you got Eddie on your side? That's all I'm going to say. You know, so, you know, that's all I got on that one. The guy just made a lot of wrong business moves. I don't think he can come back from it. Kind of like what you guys are alluding to and talking about. I mean, dude, he don't really got the followers. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, I would think, for him to go do celebrity boxing.
He got 394,000 followers, Adrian.
What are that's you doing? Why do you half keep doing a million, that?
My goodness, that's nearly half a million followers, champ. He could look. He got like six kids now. He don't need to be taking the Kazakh punches from Johnny Beck or the Mexican monster David Benavidez punches. No. Look, he take that following. We, you know, put him in touch with our peoples. And you know, we might take an event to Haiti or something. Celebrity boxing.
Listen, we got a bunch of callers on Blog Talk, but if you haven't pressed one, we don't know that you want to talk. Like my man Lidge Lowe in Decatur, Georgia. What's going on? Talk to us. You are live from Blue Wire Studios at the Wynn Casino.
CBV, what
up?
Man, everything kosher, man. Everything kosher. Shout out to Danny. Shout out to Bo. Man, look at him, man. And if I was Andrade, because he had the end of the damn lane now, so he might well do whatever the fuck he can to do to make whatever happen. He might well go jump on these commentator shows and just talk shit about everybody jumping the ring. Maybe somebody will fight him off. I don't know.
I like that.
I
like that.
He ain't doing that. That's not his style.
He's a good talker.
Not his style.
He is. Like, just do something that involves. You know what I mean? I don't know. But, hey, Andre, man, hey, come to the boxing voice, bro. You bring your ass to the show. Maybe some shit will pop for you, man. You see them shit go down there. Bring your ass from up there. And where you at? Maryland?
Rhode Island.
Yeah, bring somewhere. On down. Rhode Island, my baby. Come on down to Vegas, man. How that Ness? He'll hook you up. What they call him? Ness Amos, shawty. And Danny goddamn Sampson, you know what I mean? So y'all hold it down, shawty. Shout out to all the chat. And oh, yeah, real quick, Adrian, shout out to you and them youngins, man. Keep them boys grinding. I see you on Facebook, fam. All right, shawty. I'm out of the account.
All right, Tim. Appreciate the call. Ness, is that everybody?
That is everyone, and I am Nestor Gibbs. This is Danny, a.k.a. Ringwalk.
Ringwalk Danny.
But I think we should give our final thoughts. Final thoughts, man.
Celebrity boxing, bro. I'm serious.
Really?
I'm serious.
So that's what you're...
Man, look. We just had over PJ yesterday in here. He told us what's going on. He told us how much money, you know, these guys can be making these big events, bro. You see how, like... KSI, he just had the Misfits boxing. Bro, that was sold out. Floyd in Japan, sold out. Like, these celebrity boxing things are popping off. And look, he's older now. Like I said, bro, he has like six kids, five kids. Bro, he doesn't need to be taking punches from these young guys, you know?
I hear you, man. I hear you. My final thoughts are it's very unfortunate that Andre relinquished his belt. Poor advice. Don't know who gave it to him. My best case scenario would be that he lands on a Showtime card, makes a deal with Espinoza and or Demetrius Salida to get on Showtime and face a Benavidez, which is the only guy that'll fight him. Charlo's not facing him now that he has no belt. It's just unnecessary. Really, there's not many people that are going to face him now that he has no belt. But once again, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Instagram and Twitter.
The Boxing Voice. Catch us tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern. We out.
Peace.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.